This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Fuck it, jailbreak the Tesla. 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 Ninth grade, yeah, prom days, yeah. Raised by the internet, final stage, yeah. We could do anything by the age, yo. They could start, it was too cool for MySpace, yo. Had the iPod touch with the red snow. City up, but you can pirate all the apps, though. They would have security cams by the back doors. Nigga, this was LimeWire on crack, though. The touch was anything you could've asked for. Girl breaking the 80 was hot shit, yeah. What if you could do the same for the whip, yeah? Turn the X into a Batmobile rip, yeah. I can't wait till a nigga get the stunt in. Get a test run, take it to West Coast Customs. I just turn the touch screen to iOS for fun. Then make the autopilot do a donut go dumb, man. Tell that nigga Elon, I'm sorry. Tell my mama to take the pictures and adjust it. Pull up, doors up at the party. Like I didn't cop the shit for nothing. Niggas can't pull up in a Rari. But all you can change paint and some fuck shit. And you gotta try that shit, that ain't fuck, man. Need some shit I can hack like fuck it.
Hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to
fuck it, jailbreak the Tesla.
Hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to
fuck it, jailbreak the Tesla.
Hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to
fuck it, jailbreak the Tesla.
Hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. How to hack the Tesla call. In under 3 minutes.
Ride like mine. Ice cream paint job on my mind. But daddy never really had a job like mine. Hotter than June. Bass need the boom. Rocking and leaning. Hydraulics the cool. Lights in the roof. I think I'm Zeus. Fish in the seats. I might need me a pool. Yeah, my took like a year just to get the verse shit. Richie with a T-Gross Park a certain. And my shit gone had me back curtains. Red leather seats just to heat the surface. Bulletproof the whip for a bullish purpose. Satellite roof never losing surface. Keep a couple quarters so I call them Curtis. I'm a black James Bond so I make them nervous. Yo, engine go vroom. And my engine go Elon on them shrooms.
And grind voice gonna be the GPS.
Turn left.
Yeah, yeah. This shit ain't too shabby, huh?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
0 to that 60, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't need to guess me, nah.
Yeah, yeah,
I rip them doors off cause I'm flashy, bitch.
Tesla.
Fuck around, get ghosts, and I make six folds. Might do a little toast.
Jailbreak the Tesla.
Top X and it's better than
fuck it.
That's Injury Reserve featuring Amine. I think that's how you pronounce it, Amine, with Jailbreak the Tesla. Ben Baller B, I think his name is, the celebrity jeweler. He was... can we just get a fact check on whether his name's actually Ben Baller B or whether I've made that up?
A celebrity jeweler?
He's a celebrity jeweler, yeah. He's a jeweler to the stars. So, but he's
also
a celebrity
with H. Samuel, the other celebrity jeweler.
He might be bigger than H. Samuel by now. Not in, like... Not in.
Is he like a Jacob's the jeweler level?
Yeah, he's
Duke level.
I love the kind of level Natalie's going for with these jewelers.
Ernest Jones.
Oh, I thought his name was Ernst. Is it Ernest?
I'm sure it's Ernest.
Oh, right.
What was you going to say, Ernst? Ernst Jones.
That's not a name, is it?
You'd change it to Ernest.
Ernst.
His what? Ben Yang.
Ben Yang, okay. Yeah. What, but his sort of pseudonym is Ben Baller B, is it?
Ben Baller B, yeah.
He recently got locked in his Tesla, didn't he?
Yeah, them Teslas, they've got a mind of their own.
They really actually have.
You know what I mean?
They're like iPhones on wheels. That's the closest
analogy. They just do everything. You just leave it and it just parks itself. It just does all kinds of craziness.
Mm. I heard you can like upload the information to like a host and then re-download it into a new car, and then that car will just adopt all the old car settings, just like an iPhone.
Mm.
So even down to like the seat position. and, you know, the kind of heat you like when you get in and shit like that. I heard that. I don't know. I wanted a Tesla until I found out about Ben Baller B.
Very true.
But that's a big tune by Injury Reserve featuring Aminé with Jailbreak the Tesla. You're going to have to if you're Ben Baller B next time you get into it, as Natalie was saying earlier on. This is the Michael, Natalie and Marcel show, or the Marcel, Natalie and Michael show, the M&M show either way. 4 till 6, got Callum McSwiggan coming up next, but we're holding you down for 2 hours.
Mate.
Get me, well, an hour and 55 minutes now. We've got 3 guests. Tommy B's coming in to see us talk about new music, performing, being on the radar of people like Devlin, Prez T, Sharky Major. 2 of 3 have been past guests on this show. Nice. He's coming in to chat to us about that. Molly Hammer, Swedish singer-songwriter, coming in to chat to us about music, and production duo Ill Blue are coming in as well. We're playing games with 2 of them.
And I shall be winning again. Did I win 2 the last time? I'm pretty sure I won 2 in a row, did I not?
Yes. I think you did actually.
Am I just making it up?
No, I think you're making it up. Sorry, I just had a swig of my coffee. We did miss you actually. Blackstreet missed you.
Ah, jeez. I saw them on the socials. I was like, damn. No diggity. No doubt.
It was a really good interview. They had a lot to say about various things. Important questions, like whether they were vexed when Backstreet Boys landed.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, because I didn't used to get them confused, because obviously it's very, very easy not to get them confused. But the names were so similar.
Very similar.
Sometimes you pick up like a now like 4 or whatever it was back in the day. Look at them, you see like Blackstreet, and you thought, no. You see Backstreet.
There you go. Oh, it's happened now.
Is that Blackstreet?
You didn't even know
which one he wanted to say. Exactly. The confusion.
There you go.
It's deep.
So they had a lot to say regarding that. But surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, you know, time is the biggest healer, but they are friends now.
Yeah, and Michael suggested that they did a co-headlining tour, Blackstreet and Backstreet Boys, and he'd already worked out a set list for it.
Yeah.
And they weren't opposed to that.
They were not opposed to it at all.
I think that'd be pretty sick.
I think it'd be amazing.
You know, like they do them tours when it's like Cisco and... Who else was around at that time? Cisco and...
Joe
and Genuine, and they all do it together. That'd be quite good to have like Blackstreet and Backstreet.
Yeah, Blackstreet Boys.
The Blackstreet Backstreet tour.
The Blackstreet Backstreet.
What if they mix it up one night and Backstreet Boys only covered some
Blackstreet songs? Swap
that's
songs.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Sick. Yeah. I'd buy tickets to that.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Imagine a Blackstreet version of Everybody. Everybody. Yeah. But how would Blackstreet do that? It'd be sick.
It would be pretty fucking dope.
And shout out to Terry Walker, who stood in for
you
last week.
Yeah, big shout out to Terry, actually.
Love
Terry. She covered for you last week. She's covered for us before, hasn't she?
Yeah, but neither of you were here at that time.
Yeah. So she's never seen you, Marcel. You're just a figment of her imagination.
I was here last time she was here.
No, it was her and Natalie.
Yeah, but she was in as a guest before
she was in as a guest.
Oh, yeah, of course she's been in as a guest.
Yeah, she likes.
I forgot about that, because her 2 co-hosting stints, they stole the show.
Yeah, she has got a character. She's coming. She's actually coming to my EP launch party in a couple of weeks.
Massive.
Well, whilst we're on the subject of your EP launch party on 18th of April.
Yes, I'm actually going to be giving away 2 spots on the guest list to some of you lovely people to come down and enjoy the festivities, which are sponsored by Rum Kitchen and Ray and Nephews.
Nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, man. So if you want to get twist up with some cocktails and ting and hear some great music from myself, brand new EP dropping.
Circle.
Make sure you get involved with the following competition. We're going to be posting up a video on the Food Bar and on my socials. And if you want to just either retweet it on Twitter or like it and comment on Instagram, we'll be picking a winner at random, and you and a friend will be able to attend the Shubs of all Shubses.
The Shubs of all Shubses.
We're all going.
Yeah, we are indeed all
going. The Fubar family will be there.
So that's a reason to come as well.
Definitely. Yeah, massive reason. I think it's the second biggest reason.
It's the EP and the
festivities.
And then it's the Fubar crew.
Yeah.
I mean, Fubar's the way.
Watch out for that video dropping tomorrow on the socials.
Oh, is it tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you've got time to get ready. What else have you been up to, Moss?
So I went and got a B12 shot.
Okay.
This, like, so a B12 shot is basically, it's like a shot of just like all the good vitamins that you need. Like a lot of people like need it when they have anemia and stuff like that. So it kind of like gives you a boost. It gives you like an energy boost. Like revitalizes like your immune system and all that kind of stuff. And it just gives you like it just like kind of like motivates you. So like I done one of these on Monday, courtesy of Gallery Aesthetics, who actually done it for me. And literally from the moment I done it, I've literally just been full of energy and alive.
Did you run here? Because I haven't seen your car outside.
Well, funny you should say that. I didn't run here, but I ran down the road.
Oh, and you didn't break a sweat either.
I didn't break a sweat. Not at all.
I was sat downstairs with one of our guests earlier on, and I looked around the corner to see if Marcel had arrived, because I knew that he wasn't here when I was upstairs. It takes me about, 3 seconds to get downstairs, maybe. You definitely didn't pass me. But then when I went to look around the corner, you weren't there, came back upstairs, and there you were sat. Yeah. So,
like magic.
There you go. I think that B12 shit really works.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll definitely say, like, if you ever do feel like you're fatigued or anything like that, get a B12.
Shot a B12.
How is it a shot? A shot in the arm with an injection, or a shot like a drip liquid shot?
A lot of people ask me this question. It's a shot in the arm. It's an injection.
Is that actually an injection?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. And are there other ways to... Can you take it orally?
I don't think you can take... I wouldn't suggest it. It probably wouldn't taste nice, and it probably wouldn't get into the parts where you need it,
because
you can either get it into your bum cheek or in your arm.
Right.
Which one did you go for?
I went for the arm, because obviously it was my first time meeting the lady who done the procedure. Right. So I didn't really want to be like, hey, what's going on, Ben?
Introduction 101, don't pull your bum out.
It's a bit crazy. Yeah. Bit crazy. You know what I mean? But maybe the second time.
Yeah, get the bum cheek out.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
What have you been doing, Michael?
Well, I have... What have I been doing?
Boat. Drove.
Oh yeah, I drove a boat for the first time recently.
When you say drove a boat, what kind of boat?
Had a steering wheel. So I drove it.
Do you drive a boat or do you steer a boat?
That's I thought you thing. Sailed a boat.
Sailed a boat.
I think it has to have a sail. To sail it, right?
Do you drive?
Oh, it didn't have a sail.
Didn't have a sail. It was a motorboat. It had an outboard motor.
So, oh, sick.
But would you and say, it had a steering wheel.
Yeah, but like, do you drive barges? They don't have a sail.
No, pilot a barge?
You're a captain. On a ship.
No, yeah, but then... Well, you can captain a ship. That is a verb, but you have to have a crew. If you're just one up in a boat...
Oh, was it just you on a boat by yourself?
No, there were two crew members.
So look, there you go. You had a crew. You were the captain, right?
No, but no one was doing anything. No one had any responsibilities.
You can drive, sail, row, or steer a boat. On bigger ships, the person in charge of steering the boat is called helmsman.
Helmsman.
You was helming the boat.
You were at the helm.
I was kind of at the helm, so to speak.
Okay. You can also say take the boat, meaning that you use it as a means of getting somewhere, as in take the bus.
Of course, yeah.
But you wouldn't be driving it unless you're driving a bus.
Well, we did take it because we hired it.
Right.
So you drove the boat?
I did drive the boat, okay. It was good. It was an experience. I loved it.
Where did you drive it to?
On Lake Windermere. The Lake District.
That sounds very Game of Thrones-ish, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Lake Windermere.
It's real.
Lake
That's
Windermere.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. It was good. And I also want to talk to you about voices, right? I don't know if you know this answer top of your head. It's something that I kind of had to think about on the toilet, actually. That's where the best kind of thought. That's where I'm most pensive on the throne. But I was thinking, one of my favourite cartoons growing up was I Am Weasel. Do you remember it? I Am Weasel. You don't remember it?
Nah.
Wow.
Can we get a picture of Iron Weasel?
I think he was in the kind of cow and chicken universe.
Oh, do you know what? I think I do. I need to see a picture of
him. I'm thinking a picture that's been thrown up on screen of you driving your boat. You look so serious. You're really into it.
Trust me.
He was looking into the distance. Where would you?
That's we shall go over there. That's a full catalogue pose, isn't it? Driving a boat.
I'd sell that boat, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Based on that photo alone. You can't even see all the boat.
What was the question about cartoons?
Right, so if your favourite cartoon was to be either remade, like a little reboot, or like a live action reboot.
Ooh, yeah.
No, let's say like a CGI animated one, right? There's
I do remember I Am Weasel.
Right.
I do.
Who would you want voicing like the lead role?
Ooh.
If you could bring a cartoon back to have a movie made.
All right, what cartoon would it be, though? Because, like, do you know they're actually bringing back the He-Man? They're bringing back He-Man.
Let's start with He-Man. Who would you want to play him if it was a live-action He-Man?
Live-action He-Man. See, like the person I'd want to play him is already playing four. Chris Hemsworth. It'd be quite sick, but he's already done four, so he can't really go down that route. Who is tall and blonde?
Armie Hammer?
Chris Evans?
Chris Evans is Captain America.
No one who's got a big role already, because that's too easy.
It can't be.
Actually, well,
it can't be crossing. You can't cross the things. You know what I mean?
The kind of universes.
Yeah, you can't cross universes. Yeah.
You're in that universe. Stay the fuck there, innit? Stop trying to take other shit.
Do you know what? I don't know. Like, maybe I wouldn't do He-Man. Maybe I'd do Thundercats, yeah?
Okay.
Thundercats. All right, Who would play Lionel? I'd have to throw my hat into the ring, you know?
Okay.
I'd play Lionel.
Yeah? That would be your dream.
Thundercats!
Oh my God, somebody Photoshop Marcel onto Lionel. That would be incredible.
Sick.
My sort of dream was I Am Weasel with Andre Brower, you know, Captain Holt.
Oh, yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, playing him. It would be incredible. I think he would get the role to a T. I also think that there should be a live-action Biker Mice from Mars.
Oh my God, do not gas me, because Biker Mice from Mars was my favorite. That was actually my favorite show.
Right.
Vinny.
The names I'm throwing into the ring, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who? Playing which one?
I can't remember their names.
Because there was Motto, Vinny, and
I think Vin Diesel should play Vinny.
No, because Vinny was the cool one. He's the one in the middle.
We've got a picture up. Okay, so I think Dwayne Johnson...
Playing the grey one.
Grey one, yeah, Motto, exactly. Yeah. Terry Crews playing guy on the right.
Terry Crews, playing Throttle.
Throttle, and Vin Diesel playing my guy in the middle.
I don't know, man. I'd have to battle you on that one. I can see The Rock playing the grey one, but then I feel like the one in the one on the left would need to be someone like...
Wait, left? The brown one?
Yeah, the brown one.
Oh, right, yeah.
He'd need to be someone like... smaller and cooler. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because Terry Crews is quite big.
He's dense, isn't he?
I think he'd have to be like... I can't think of any actors at the moment.
But look at the size of that fucking mouse's arms, mate.
Yeah, bruv. But like, he can still...
Who's got arms like that in like Hollywood?
There's CGI for all of that, bruv.
Or you could just make Terry Crews that guy. Because that's Terry Crews.
No, he's too short. The proportions.
That's Terry Crews's arm, if I saw it.
If anything, Terry Crews is the grey one.
No, that's Dwayne Johnson.
I don't know. This is getting really political.
Natalie, okay. You choose.
So out of Dwayne and Terry.
Yeah.
Terry on the right, Dwayne on the left. Done.
There
right?
You go.
That's no 100%. Other option here. Yep. You're mad.
So wait.
Vin Diesel, I'm not sure about as an actor, but...
Yeah, but they're just playing mice on motorbikes. I don't think anyone's in it for the acting.
What about Zac Efron as He-Man? He's quite muscly and that sort of thing.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
As He-Man, mix it up a little bit, you know.
Nah, see, well, they done it with the when he played that green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, look, we can debate this all day, but it's time to get our first guest in. Let's go.
Yeah, we can debate all that. I forgot we were on radio.
Why do I? Why do I? Why?
7 by Wulu on Fubar Radio. It's the Eminem Show, Michael, Natalie and Marcel. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That song reminded me of Paradise Circus by Massive Attack. I'm sorry if that... Yeah.
Elements of that song.
Yeah,
not definitely.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that they've just stolen anything in case anyone tries to sue anyone. I just, it very much kind of has that vibe. It's a vibey tune. It's a big tune. Big tune.
Very true.
I hope it is sampled. I hope it is you know, inspired by Paradise Circus, because that would be a great song to take inspiration from. Nothing wrong with that. I've sampled many a tune in my time. We've got our first guest of the day in, and he goes by the name of Tommy B.
What is going on, sir?
What's happening? You all right?
Yeah, good, man. First question, the most important question. If you could bring back a cartoon from back in the day, right, and you could put anyone in the lead role as like a live action remake or even the voice of like a reboot, who would it be?
Oh, crazy. I could bring back any cartoon, it would be Recess. And what are you saying? What? I've got to pick a main character.
Yeah, who would you put in the main character? Or you can pick, like, you know.
It was the main character, TJ.
Oh, TJ. See, the thing is,
that was like, I was too old to watch Recess, I think. So,
really?
Yeah, that's the generation below me. I don't know. I never really watched Recess.
I used to love Recess.
Okay, that's telling.
Oh, geez, wow. Yeah. We got the pictures.
No, to be fair, a lot of my brethren used to watch Recess.
I could definitely play number one.
I like Vince.
Which one's Vince?
Oh, my days. You know what?
I was a black kid on the
I used to get called him. Like, at school, they used to call me because I had a high top. That's so jokes.
Okay. All right, Tommy. So, who would you get to play the big blonde kid? Any actor, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I don't even know. I wouldn't even be able to.
No,
I wouldn't even be able to choose.
Do?
You know what? I'd choose for TJ Detweiler, yeah, based on just appearance only.
Which one's TJ?
The Don with a red hat backwards.
Okay, cool. He's the star, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he ain't an actor, the guy I'm going to choose, but I'd choose Fred Durst. Remember Fred Durst?
Yeah, because he used to wear the hat backwards. Well, yeah.
That's actually so jokes, because I was actually going to say they should do Recess once they've grown up.
Adult version, yeah, and he would be Fred Durst, maybe.
That's Fred Durst all day.
Good point.
He does act, by the way. He has been in films.
Oh, has he been in films?
There you go.
And he's directed a film recently with John Travolta, so he has.
Weird flex, but okay. I'm joking. No, I do love John Travolta's films. Is he a Scientologist?
He is, yeah.
So that's a really, really, really good choice.
I think they should make it. I think Disney should actually do that. They're doing live action of everything now, isn't it? So they might as well.
What do you think about Will Smith playing the genie?
Do you know what, like, that first teaser they done, I was like, I'm not too sure. But then they done like a proper trailer. I was like, it doesn't seem too bad.
I think it should have been Omid Jalili. I genuinely do. I think he would have made a perfect genie.
Comedian, you know what I mean? Marcel's not what?
I'm way out of my depth here.
What?
I don't know.
So
I know.
I'm literally
Omid.
Say the name.
You'll recognize his face. There he is.
Yeah, you recognize
that guy. Oh my God, he actually.
Yeah,
would
no,
be
he would have been the best.
Right?
He actually should be the genie.
Right? He's brilliant. He's fucking brilliant. He definitely should have been the genie.
That's actually mad, isn't it?
I don't know how.
But
there must have been names in the hat team.
Do you know what
it
is?
Will Smith.
You got to think. Like, Aladdin's one of their biggest things. Like, Will Smith is a massive star, innit?
But what he's a weird choice, though, innit?
It's true.
You have to admit, what a weird choice.
It is a strange choice for the genie, to be fair.
Super weird. But I don't know. Anyway.
The genie's from Philadelphia, so, you know what I mean? it don't make sense. Yeah.
That's just the detail that the cartoon version missed out. The genie's from Philadelphia. That's brilliant. But anyway, on to more pressing matters. Tommy B, man, you've only been around for like 3 years, really.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about this earlier on. There is the iceberg, isn't there? But
yeah.
the tip of the iceberg, when you start to really get recognised,
mm-hmm.
it was only kind of 2017.
Yeah.
But in that time, you've already been one of Complex's ones to watch.
Yep.
Toured with Devlin, am I right?
No, I haven't toured with Devlin.
Collaborated
with
Devlin.
Got the tune with Devlin, yeah.
But supported Prez T.
Yep.
And just racked up an army of fans in the process.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hailing from Essex.
Yep.
But with no connection to Devlin at first before you started emceeing.
No, not at all. No.
Because that's what a lot of people think, right?
Yeah.
And there's the comparison to Devlin as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I think that comparison's natural, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, we sound quite similar, like, you know what I mean? I come from Essex. Obviously, I've got family in London as well, so we sound quite similar, obviously. I'm white. Come on, you're gonna, I'm going to get that comparison all day long, to be fair.
I suppose being white is a minority within the MC game.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, you're right. There are only a few that that are really, really making waves at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You being one of them.
I appreciate that.
Do you find that there's a kind of pressure attached to that?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
You just do what you do and don't really think about that at all.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't think race comes into it. If you're an MC... And you've
it's
got
always
skills.
Been a very accepted field. You've got skills, right, if you've got skills,
if you've got skills, then you're gonna go far. Like, it's simple as, really, to be fair.
And what are your plans? We were talking about kind of radio sets and the fact that you've kind of leaned more into going into the studio and becoming a songwriter.
Yeah, much more of an artist. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sort of saying that, what was the inspiration behind that? Did you come into the did you get MCing through listening to sets, or did you kind of herald actual songwriting?
I was writing songs before I was MCing on sets. I mean, you're gonna laugh at this one, but it's a crazy story. You see, when you did the Little Lady that tune, when you did that tune, I actually wrote my own version of that, and that's when I was about 10,
right.
10 or 11. Like, I've been writing songs for a long time, but obviously I got into doing sets sort of 2015.
Yeah.
I sort of went from there, really, to be fair.
Okay. it's been 2 years and you've really made a tune with Devlin.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I've been on his radar for a little while, and he's obviously someone I've always wanted to collaborate with. He's been one of my biggest inspirations. I've been listening to him for years. So then I've been on his radar for a little while, and I saw that he was following me on the socials and all that. So I thought, right, when I write a tune, when I make a tune that I feel like is going to be something that he'd hop on, then I'm just going to shout him. And that's sort of what I did. I had the tune there, and I just left the blank verse. And he heard it, sent him it, and it just went from there, really.
Yeah, that's huge, man. I like that. I like that a lot. Ratings to Devlin as well.
100%,
because
man.
The amount of MCs of Devlin's status that must get sent tunes from people and just... completely have to ignore them. You can't
you can't do everything,
you can't do everything. I'm sure a lot of MCs would love to actually work with a lot of the people that send them songs. Well, big MCs would like to work with a lot of the people that send them songs, but feel that they just can't. There's only a certain, I suppose, you only feel creative on certain days as well. You're not a machine.
I think the timing has to be right as well.
When for
a bigger MC to work with a younger MC, the timing has to be right. If I would have tried to get that tune a year ago, I don't think it would have happened, because I weren't anywhere near as good as I am now. Do you know what I mean? So it's all about timing, really.
Absolutely. Well, we should get into a said song. If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, Tommy.
This one's called Come Out My Way by Tommy B featuring Devlin. Yeah, Come Out My Way.
The passion is born like a Monday night in the States, or the papers used to get high with your mates. Fuck the old me, I buried him. I come back as a man and I'm wiping the slate. Geezers get themselves right in the state. Whenever I grab the mic and I spray, they can't get in my lane. I travel at light speed when I write beats. I can't use the highway, so hit the highway, you little mug. I'm fucked up like sluts doing bumps in the pub. Couple man told me I shouldn't do grime. How could I stop? I'm in love with the stuff. This ain't no game to me, but I can make MCs get stuck in the mud. I'm way too abrupt, I'll be shaking them up. They ain't got no heart like I aimed at the lung. Any bets on the table, I'm taking them up. Laughing my whole way down to the bookies. Wanna know why I don't do too many sets anymore? I can't be surrounded by rookies. These guys just piss me off like the geezers on beaches screaming out looky. I don't understand their gibberish. It's like they're speaking in Wookiee. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I don't care what you've done with a Pyrex bowl on the microphone, I still dissect fully. If I get booked for a rave up north, be warned when I tell you it's gonna get mucky. Heard a certain guy said he was gonna spin me. Hold on, wait, how could he? I'm top of the table and I'm more than capable. Come against tea, you'll break like cookies. and stop milking it. You can't censor me, I won't filter it. I've been down in the dump so low that I didn't have no will to live, so just seal your lips. You ain't felt my pain, you ain't been where I've been. God holds my reins, I used to mask my emotions. These days I just show my face. I'm way off the scale, it can't hold my weight. I was way off the rails until I found my faith. If you do the same thing expecting a different result, then surely that's insane. Done it anyway and I run myself into the ground, but now I'm out of the cage. Free roaming the scene with a hope and a dream that my music can make a change. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't coming around to play. You better come out my way, you better come out my way. Brother, I'm not fucking around, but ladies in my life say otherwise. So ahead of myself in this race, it's like I was sent back from another time. McFly will find no son in grime, who's like I can't write, but the one I'm nice. Baker, you might get bun or sliced, I ain't faking, I'm here with a bloody knife. I'm cutting my own two legs off, and he's something coming up the size. You best up then dive, when I clutch the mic, I've been killing MC since 005. Body count like Bundy, spun me who, that's nothing but a bag full of lies. If they think that they're looking on point, then he will be when I put tax in her eyes. Whatever they throw at me, I'll cope with. Keep it moving, I'm a poet in motion. Keep abusing everybody inside of this hopeless ocean, full up with jokers. Parasites, I see vultures, politics and all the hocus pocus. I ain't fucking around today, tomorrow the next day after it's hopeless. Trying to swing with Jim to swing with Jim's like trying to rid the bling off any real man here to be doing his thing. It's on top like OT when we stormed in. Rest in peace, storm in like a poker bet, it's all in, now fuck him. I told Tommy B, keep coming with the bar so hard, retards can't touch him. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't fucking around today. Tomorrow, next year, the year after, you might wanna stay well away. I ain't fucking around today, I ain't fucking around today. Tomorrow, next year, the year after, so you might wanna stay well away.
That's Come Out My Way, featuring Devlin by Tommy B, who joins us in the studio right now. Very aggressive introduction. Very aggressive introduction.
No, but still, the bars in that were nice as well.
Hard. You definitely knew that you were going to get Devlin on that rhythm. You know what I mean?
You know what,
brought your A game. Like, you know when you just know you're going to have someone hard on the tune that you have to kind of spit to your fullest potential. Mm-hmm. You can see that you can hear that you did that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I wonder if you believe in yourself as much when it comes to playing the game against me and Marcel.
Jeez, mate.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I've had a week off. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm not too sure how on point I'm going to be.
But I'm imagining a flipping 80s montage of you training for this week while being away. That's what he does. That's why he misses
that's why
a
got
week
his B12
of radio.
Shot.
He runs up the stairs to the Philadelphia Museum.
Been reading all the... all the dictionaries, all of them words, getting everything.
While running up the stairs to the Philadelphia Museum. No, we should get into this game because I don't know, I'm just feeling a
little
bit competitive.
Okay,
right now.
Well, Tommy, in order of you being here, you've got a track called Martian Freestyle.
Yeah.
Now, Martian means it's relating to the planet Mars or a fictional inhabitant of a planet Mars.
Okay.
Mars is known as the red planet. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play you some red themed songs.
Oh, wow.
And I need you to tell me if they've got more or less YouTube views than the one played before, okay? Write it down. Keep your paper away from this one.
How many we got?
I hope you're pointing at Michael, not me.
You got 8.
Cool.
Okay?
Right, so, hold on.
So, I'm going to play you a song. I'll start with the first one. I'm going to tell you how many views this video has got on YouTube. When I play the next one, write down more or less if you think they've got higher or lower views. But we'll start with this one.
Classic.
Jeez. How many views do any of you think this has got on YouTube?
Oh,
is this the official video?
Mm-hmm.
Easy 100 mil.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I'm going to go way less than that.
Go on.
I'm going to go 15.
Why, Marcel? What do you think?
I'm going to say 47.
If I was giving points, Tommy would be 111
what
million.
The
come on.
Well done, Tommy.
Oi, that's a crazy tune.
That's just the first one to start
off
with.
I just didn't think that it was on...
Okay, 111 million.
Wow.
So bear that in mind.
Fair play.
So bear that one in mind, because one you're going to be grabbing that. So has this got higher or lower than 100 million views on YouTube?
Number one,
is number one. Kiss from a Rose from 1994 by Seal. Obviously, your roses are red. Can be red, I can see. But has that got more or less, write it down, lower or higher than 111 million views on YouTube? All got something?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Another big song, this time from Simply Red.
And I love the thought of coming home to you. Even if I know we can make it.
Cheese! Yes. These are the songs of my youth.
Right.
Trust me.
Not from Tommy's youth, clearly. But that clearly. Was Simply never Red. Fairground.
Never heard that tune.
Never heard that tune.
1995. But it was a big hit for them. I think it went to number one. And I feel like it went to number one for them. But obviously, this isn't about chart position. This is about YouTube views. Did it have higher or lower than Seal with Kiss from a Rose? If you don't know Simply Red, then I don't know if you'll know this one, Tony. But it is revolving Red, the Lady in Red.
What is that saying?
I have probably not sticking me up.
100 million views myself. I love this tune.
He's dancing with me.
Cheek to cheek. Nobody here.
That's Christa Berg's Lady in Red.
I don't know.
1986 that was released. Higher or lower than Simply Red?
Because I like it more, I'm going to say lower.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, we're all going for that. Moving on to...
Oh, yeah, living COVID. Maybe
that's Prince. Tommy, this is Prince with Little Red Corvette. Big artist, Prince. You've heard of Prince, right?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank God. 1983, that was that. Little Red Corvette by Prince. This is another band I hope you've heard of, and they're called The Beatles.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Fields Forever from 1967 by The Beatles. This is YouTube views. Higher or lower than Prince's Little Red Corvette? Moving on to The Police. That's Roxanne, Tommy, by The Police. 1978, that was out. Again, big hit for them, that was.
Big tune.
Then another big song. By Layla Sherry.
I'm getting stitched up.
Huge hit for Layla Sherry. You may know Layla Sherry. You know Mabel, right? The singer Mabel?
I've heard of Mabel.
That's her mum. Layla Sherry. But she was very well established in her own right before Mabel. Yeah.
Nana's a legend. Yeah. She still is.
Yeah, she absolutely is. It says Buffalo Stance by her from 1988. Of course, Cherries are also red. And finally, I know you will have known this person. That's Valerie. Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse. That is from 2007, cover version. Do you know who did it originally? Anybody?
Who was it?
It is the Zootons. You're right. But that's not points for that. There's no points for that. Anyway, let's move on to some answers. So, we started with UB40 and with 100 million views of Red Red Wine. I asked you if Seal's Kiss from a Rose had higher or lower YouTube views. Tommy, what do you think?
Lower,
okay. What did you put, Marcel?
Higher.
Mm-hmm. And Michael?
I also put higher.
It is lower, in fact. Do you want to have a guess?
This YouTube genius sitting here,
I know,
just being
right?
all humble
thing
and modest.
Is, he's
and
just
shit.
Hustling us. He knows all
Honestly,
of these artists. You know all of these artists.
Perfect score.
Who? How many? How many do you think that they got?
I don't have a clue.
Guess.
I've never heard the tune.
Have a. Wow. You are.
I ain't got a clue.
You've never heard
I didn't
it.
Know half of it. I
so
didn't, honestly,
know
I didn't know 90%
of it. I feel like I want to give you some homework.
I probably have heard that tune at some point, but fucking hell.
You come in, do you want to come to Casino after this?
Right. Yeah, this also, on your way out, can someone whip up Tommy a quick mixtape of new songs so we can learn some new songs on our way out?
You don't even need to know them. You just, like, you could just play him a song, he would just know everything about the song, having never heard it.
You don't know Kiss from a Rose?
I swear down, I've heard of Seal. Yeah,
you are
no
missing out, Tommy. Well, have a guess how much lower you think than 100 million.
Probably
if you
about
guess this, I'm
84 million.
Okay, Marcel, I will give a point for this if anyone gets more bang on. Well, two either way.
I'm going to say like 101 million.
Okay.
Wait, is it lower though?
It is lower,
than 100 million?
111 million, it's lower.
Oh, it's lower than 111. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 70 million.
36 million. So a lot lower.
Are you serious?
A lot lower,
dead
right? Do you say dead tune? Dead tune. Wow.
It's a big tune.
It's a big
That's
tune.
That's insane.
But Tommy's right. It's dead compared to UB40. Right. Simply Red then. Marcel, higher or lower?
I put lower. I'm it's not.
Okay. What did you get, Michael?
I put lower as well.
Okay. And what did you get, Tommy?
I put lower.
You're right. Tommy, yes. Another point for Tommy. Tommy's very much in the lead so far. Have a guess how much lower than 36 million?
23 million.
Mm-hmm. Marcel?
What's this? Fairground?
This is Simply Red Fairground.
32
million. Yeah.
12 million.
Fuck yes! 12 million! million is bang on. Oh my god, that's never happened.
Nice.
He's seen the papers.
I have not seen the papers, mate. I swear on my life.
You don't get 12 mil, bro. You don't get 12.
There's only one way to celebrate. You're getting bang on.
Still keep a faith in God. Still couldn't spare the rod. Marcel, you know me. I came with a blazing squad.
Come on, G. Come on, G.
Yeah, I love it. You celebrate Marcel with my
victory. Sorry, yeah, that's true, actually. Can someone, on Dave's album, can someone mention
Michael Payne? Can we get Jay Huss mentioning me?
Yeah. Sorry, that is Jay Huss mentioning Marcel, yeah. But unfortunately, we don't have one
for me.
Tommy,
so
can you throw out a shout out to Michael? Then I can clip that and play it on the show every week. If you could do that just for me, really, that would be great.
No worries, I'll sort it out.
Thank you, man. Right, moving on to Christopher Burr.
I'm being serious, by the way. If I ever get a victory, we're going to have Tommy B again. Shout out Michael Payne.
Well, he's going to put it on a track, isn't he? So I need to, like, the rule is I've got to clip it from a track in the same way from Marcel.
True.
It's fine. Anyway, we'll sort it out. Get your mixtape on the way out. You do a little mention on the track. It's a good deal. It's a good deal, Tommy. Right, Krista Berg, Lady in Red, Michael Payne, higher or lower than Simply Red?
Lower.
And what have you got, Marcel?
I've got higher.
And what have you got, Tommy?
I've got higher.
You're right. Tommy's right again.
Jesus Christ.
How much higher? Bear in mind, Simply Red was 12 million. What are you saying?
33 million.
Yeah, Marcel? Come on, pick a number.
26 million.
26, Michael Payne?
29 million.
I'm giving Tommy a point because you said 33. It's 34. Jesus. It's 34. And we are going to a casino. I'm
going
to leave.
We
the
are
show
definitely
here.
Going to
we
a
are going
after
out
this.
On the. Ben
Studio, so you can make this mixtape and shout me up.
So 34 million for that video. Prince, Tommy, higher or lower than Krista Burr?
Higher.
Marcel?
Higher.
Yeah, Michael Payne?
Higher.
I'm afraid it was lower.
Fuck.
Ooh. But do you know. Come on, Tommy, tell me. Like, lower. How much lower than 34 million?
26 million.
Mars?
32.
What song is it again?
It was Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette, okay. And it's
lower than 34 million.
Lower than 34 million. I'm going to go 15.
I'm going to give you a point because it's 13 million.
Oh, okay,
that's
cool.
Close enough. I said within two. That's good. I can tell you at the moment Tommy's still in the lead. moving on to the Beatles. Was it higher or lower than Prince with 13 million? Marcel?
I said lower.
Lower.
Lower, says Tommy.
Lower.
Lower. You are all correct. Nice. It was lower. Have a guess how much lower than 13 million.
9 million.
Marcel?
6 million.
Yeah.
8 million.
12 million. So only 1 million less. So no point. So anyway, the Police, higher or lower, Roxanne, than the Beatles? Michael Payne.
Higher. Higher. Definitely higher.
Tommy?
Less.
Okay, Marcel?
Higher.
Yeah, you're right, it was higher. Tommy, what's happening? It's a loser. Oh. But how much higher than 12 million, would you say?
I'm going to say
25 million.
19.
80.
70 million.
Damn.
Close, but not close enough. Right, Nena Cherry's Buffalo Stance, was that higher or lower than the Police with Roxanne, Tommy?
Higher.
Yep. What have you got,
lower.
Marcel? You got lower?
Definitely lower.
You're right, it is definitely lower. That is correct. Shit. How much lower than 70 million, would you say?
I ain't got a clue.
Pick a number. It's a lot lower, I'll tell you that.
6 million.
Yep.
23.
I'm going to go, I was going to say 5.
It's 19.
Oh, okay.
Not that low for
I said 20.
You said 23.
Oh.
You said 20. You did say 20. You didn't say 20. You didn't say 20.
I literally watched that video like not more than 3 days ago as well. I don't watch views. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
of course.
I just watched the video for the
And
video.
Then finally, Mark Ronson with Valerie, higher or lower than 19 million Nena Cherry? Big hit for Mark Ronson.
Has to be higher.
Big tune, yeah?
Higher.
Definitely higher.
Definitely lower, I'm afraid.
What?
No way.
But to be fair, that video wasn't big, was it?
I don't remember that video.
It was a big tune, but I don't remember what happened
in the video.
Nena
Cherry's one, I remember her with the hair towel on.
Oh, is it the performance?
Yeah, it's a performance song. But the thing about it is, that song was so massive, and I know that people...
Are they watching the video, though?
Yeah, they weren't watching the video.
How much lower than, okay, 19 million? Have a guess.
I was going to say 150 mil or something. That's a big tune.
It was a massive tune, but the song was way bigger than the video.
But people usually go on YouTube and just play the song.
Yeah. Ain't she riding a bike in the video or something?
I'm thinking
of Lily Allen.
This is the problem, Tom. You didn't watch it enough, did you? How much lower do you think it is than 19 million?
17 million.
What have you got, Marcel?
17 million? Wait, what?
19 million, it's lower than.
It's lower than 19 million?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4 million.
I'm going to say 8 again.
1.7.
Wait, that's weird.
What?
That must be a re-upload or something.
That's not
that's
right.
That's definitely 1.7 million.
That's not actually
possible.
That's not
correct. That's not correct.
Yeah, that is it, actually. How is it 1.7? Nah, just be one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to
we're
going to
check it. We're going to verify this.
I'm
sorry,
saying 150 mil.
Yes.
I'm saying 150 million.
We're pulling up YouTube.
Views.
Can we just double check out there again, please?
Yep, it's not
YouTube.
1.7
but I can tell you currently, Michael Payne has won. So
yes!
But you two have got five.
There's inaccurate data going on.
No, but you're definitely a fucking psychic guy, though.
Since you got my own home.
There's inaccurate data.
I demand a recount. There's no way that
I'm being told it is.
That's weird. That must have got taken down and then re-uploaded. There's just no way.
Yeah, 1.7.
One month ago.
No, that's the views up to date.
One month ago. Look, it got re-uploaded.
It got pulled then, didn't it?
Right. Look, you just got to scroll
that's
down.
That's audio, nah.
No, because that's just audio, isn't it? That is the video. That is the video, Marcel. You lost.
No, never know. But then again, it was based on what's on YouTube now,
that's
I suppose.
That's spooky.
Oh, well, I'm not going to question it too much.
No, don't question because you won. So well done, Michael Payne.
Thank you very much. And also thank you very much to Tommy B for passing through, chatting to us about his new music and the new lifestyle. Obviously being on the radar of some of your idols, like we were saying, it's got to feel special. But before you go, let people know where they can find you on the socials and what you've got coming out in the near future.
All right, cool. In terms of what's happening at the minute, I've got Lord of the Mics coming up next. My dub for JO117's coming out soon. Mm-hmm. He got fucking murked. so that's coming out. And then the Clash is coming out at end of April time. So watch out for that. And then after that, I've got my project dropping, which is called The New Dimension.
Brilliant.
So,
nice.
Yeah. Look out for that.
Nice one. Thank you so much once again.
Oh, yeah.
And where can people find you on the socials?
Tommy B Updates on Twitter. Tommy B Official on Instagram.
There we go. Now we can clap. Right, we're going to get into song, aren't we? When we come back, we're going to be chatting to ourselves. Yeah, there's three of us in the room still.
I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. Nah, I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. Nah, I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you, ayy. Tango Lima, so many sirens, so many beamer. Man, I stay heated without the fever. Man, I in control without the FIFA. Don't follow the leader. How can you tell, man, that I ain't deeper? Come from Wiley, don't know Anita. Don't know losing, don't know defeater. Brother, I'm done. Have I not told you I'm not the one? Man, I had no elders from young. Never say how high, never say jump. Take big jumps and I still get back up. Never been slumped. I'm a big man, won't hold my tongue. Never heard a lie that I ain't heard one. So I tell this thing, I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. Nah, I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. Nah, I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you, ayy. In this thing, I'm nobody's learner. No L play, 18 reg. Yeah, I work, but I'm not a worker. You do late, I do further. AM lurker. See you in the morning. Nah, I don't curl up, I just roll out all day. Old man from young, cold and stunned. Might get spun, might get stung. Rhythm get done. See how I made this run. Old man from young, might get stunned. Might get spun, might get stung. Rhythm get done. See how I made this run. Old man from young, might get stunned. Might get spun. Might get stung, rhythm get done. Watch how I make this run. Old man from young, might get stung. Might get spun, might get stung. Rhythm get done. See how I make this run. In this ting, I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's son. Man, I had no elders from young. Man, I had no big bros, no one. Nah, I'm nobody's son. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you. In this ting, I'm nobody's you. Don't tell me about truth. Don't tell me about booth. I'm nobody's you, ayy.
Jelani Blackman with Nobody's Son. He's a past guest of ours as well.
Great guest.
First guest of the day just left, Young Tommy B.
Done his ting.
Very, very, very big tune with Devlin that we played. Come Out My Way.
I think he's gonna do quite big, you know. Like he's putting himself about, which is good, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Young, wise head on his shoulders as well.
For real.
We've got two more guests coming up. Molly Hammar and Il Blue. Molly is Swedish. Has she come over from Sweden?
I think just for the show, yeah.
We got that pulling power now, guys.
Yeah, yeah. You know. She's over here. She's over here for a few days doing some press, yes, I believe.
Oh, right, so she lives in Sweden?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Like that.
Yeah, I like that too. It's probably like Sweden. It's very nice.
I want to go to Sweden.
I do want to go to Sweden. It sounds a bit creepy, me going, I love Sweden. Yeah, I've never been. So I do definitely want to go so that the two things can kind of...
I think I just like Swedish people.
Yeah.
They're really nice people.
I've had a lot of Swedish friends. I've never met a Swede that I didn't like.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy.
That is true. I have been to Sweden. Have you been to Sweden?
No, I really want to go to Gothenburg.
It's very nice. I've been to Stockholm and it was very nice. Very expensive.
I've seen Thor, so I've technically been to Sweden.
Okay, yeah, sure. You like ABBA, you like IKEA.
I like ABBA.
I love Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's other Swedish
things. See, Sweden just produces great things.
Great stuff, yeah.
However,
IKEA's Norway. No, it's not. It's the blue and yellow flag.
That's not Sweden.
Norway's red and blue.
Hold on.
No, Sweden
is Swedish.
I'm pretty sure IKEA is Swedish.
I'm not a fan of IKEA, though. I used to be a massive fan of IKEA, but then I realised all their things start breaking.
Really?
After a certain amount of time.
But then everyone's do.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as much as IKEA, though.
Oh, really? I've never owned an... I'm so compelled to pronounce it IKEA.
Because of the advert.
Obviously, IKEA has more of a ring to it, but IKEA sounds good as well. I think that can kind of take hold and people will start saying that a bit more.
I think it's IKEA, though, isn't it, to us?
One of my mates... You know what we was talking about earlier? You know, the bike on Mash and Mars?
Yeah.
My friend said... The brown one should be played by Idris Elba.
Oh, that's another good choice.
Idris, The Rock, and then the one in the middle could be like...
What's his name? Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy. But then he's Venom.
No, but that don't matter. Like,
we allow Tom Hardy to get away with that.
Tom Hardy can play anyone.
Yeah, it's true.
He can play anyone.
Tom Hardy can play all three of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly.
Be another Eddie Murphy type film. You know
For
what
real.
I mean? Eddie Murphy could just play all three of them. That would be pretty cool. Biker Mice from Murphy.
That's true. I thought Beavis and Butthead with Seth Rogen, and you thought James Franco, right?
Yeah. Because at first we said, who did we say? We said
Dave Franco.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, no, Sean William
Seth
Scott.
Rogen and Sean William Scott. Because Sean William Scott has got the kind of, he's got the Beavis and Butthead kind of grimace. He's got it down to a T. He does it naturally. But I think that the Francos could pull that off as well. Either Dave or James.
Well, because Franco's got a bit of a grin like that as well, like a toothy grin as the blonde one. I can't remember which one it is on Beavis and Butthead. James Franco always looks stoked, I think.
Beavis is the blonde one.
I don't know.
Beavis is
the brown hair.
Yeah, Butthead. Beavis.
Because like, they just seem like... Well, they're both... Well, have you seen that Seth Rogen's actually bringing out his weed chain in Canada?
No way.
Yeah, can you look that up, Will? Yeah, I've just thought Seth Rogen was tweeting about it and saying, I'm really pleased to work. And I thought, is this another April Fool's? I couldn't believe anything on that day. But I do know that he is, and he's it's just in Canada, and there's different strains that he's bringing out, and he's really proud of this project.
Probably. So is it a dispensary?
I believe it's a shop that you go to in somewhere in Canada, which we're fact-checking that.
Yeah, let's fact-check that, man.
Because you're suddenly booking a flight to Canada, right?
Honestly. Toronto, here we come.
Let's get that weed in, son.
Yeah, well, talking about weed, actually, we haven't mentioned this. You know about Lee Scratch Perry?
Yeah, he's told people, apparently, to stop giving him weed at shows because one time he went through customs forgetting that he'd stashed some of these gifts. And obviously got held up. So it says here, Lee posted a tweet to his fans explaining that he'd rather fans brought him mirrors for him to decorate his outfits with. Perry's quoted as having said, as you know, you can always meet me backstage after the show. It's in capital, so I'm going to shout it.
Please shout it.
As you know, you can always meet me backstage after the show, but please don't bring me any greens. I used to stash it somewhere, forgot, and had problems by customs.
Nice.
Customs. Because there's a typo. Bear, bring me little mirrors that I always use for decorating my outfits. Happy to see you all soon. from Lee Scratch Perry.
He doesn't shout though, does he?
No, he very rarely shouts. Yeah. I can't imagine him shouting. I reckon the mirrors would crack. All the mirrors would crack. That's why he carries. That's why he rolls with so many mirrors, because his voice can only go over a certain amount of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it can only go to a certain frequency before.
Seth Rogen, by the way. Oh, by the way, also Lee Scratch Perry doesn't smoke anymore, does he?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, that was definitely a salient.
So that's why he doesn't want
it. Yeah, he
doesn't.
That's
probably why he's shouting so much.
Seth Rogen.
It's true. He should have some.
What? Just have what?
Maybe he'd stop shouting.
Yeah. Seth Rogen, it's called Houseplant. It's a Canadian weed supplier. It's him and Evan Goldberg, who he does a lot of the films with.
Right.
It's to make it easier for people to learn to love cannabis.
Who needs teaching?
Well, apparently he hasn't taught everyone yet. So it's going to supply the drug within Canada. And I like the fact he said, like, Houseplant is a result of years of experience and dedication. Just him smoking weed.
It's true.
All that time.
He's been a stoner for so long. Yeah, that's why he makes such good fucking comedy, man.
Yeah, right.
He understands stoner comedy.
Yeah, he definitely really does. Was the new generation of it. Yeah,
right.
That's the one of the funniest
cult stoner film.
Who did you have before that? Cheech and Chong, I suppose.
Cheech and Chong. That's who you'd like reference, isn't it?
Yeah. So the first strain of this company's cannabis is called Houseplant Sativa. It's going to be available in early April, so do book that flight.
4/20, maybe in time for April 20th.
You can get it at regulated retailers and online in British Columbia. There are other strains, including Houseplant Hybrid and Houseplant Indica, as well as soft gels and pre-rolled joints. They're going to follow later in the year.
Houseplant's a bit of a boring name, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Houseplant reminds me of IKEA.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Can you buy plants in
You
UK?
Can buy plants. Yeah, they've got like a little garden bit in it.
Didn't even know that, and I just believed you could.
I didn't even know this. There's other celebrities on this article peddling cannabis.
If I don't say that. Why do they have to use that word?
Peddling.
Peddling cannabis. You're some old miser rolling through town.
Going door to door.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Hello, would you like
peddling
some cannabis? Willie Nelson, I knew. Tommy Chong. But Whoopi Goldberg, I didn't know this. She makes a topical rub designed to relieve period pain.
Wow.
Go on, Whoopi. Yeah. And Melissa Etheridge, who is a singer who's got a range of cold extracted cannabis infused wines. Go on, Melissa.
Yes, okay. Melissa. Who's Melissa?
She's like a folk kind of singer, okay. American sort of folk singer. Yeah. But I like her a lot. Cannabis infused wines. God damn it, why are they never available in this country?
I know. It's so boring. They got legalized.
Yeah, so that's.
I think they should.
That is annoying. But yeah, so there you go, Seth Rogen.
I think Lee Scratch Perry might have quit weed at the wrong time.
He quit in 2014, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't see this shit coming, though, did he?
No, right, yeah, suddenly
he didn't
he's
see
like,
this coming.
What?
He's probably rethinking. He's looking in one of those many mirrors.
Mm. Why does he want so many mirrors?
It looks nice. Have you seen his outfits?
Yeah, but yeah, it's got enough, I think.
No, maybe he's got more clothes, maybe, isn't it? He did a little, shop.
He popped down Primark.
Imagine Lee Scratch Perry had a little YouTube channel where he, like, takes his new gums out of the bag and he just shows you where he's going to put his little mirrors.
So, yeah, suddenly he's like, actually, I need more mirrors.
Yeah. Have you started your YouTube channel yet?
No, not yet. We was talking about it, like, a few weeks back, innit? Literally, we're just getting together all the... Because like I don't want to launch and then not have enough content for it.
Yeah, of course.
So obviously I just want to get everything there, do the launch, and then I have just like things to just drop.
Okay. On a
regular basis.
Okay. Well, our next guest has arrived, so let's go to a song and then we will get her into the studio.
Absolutely.
Double tap on it. Turn around, throw it back on it. Little bling, couple tats on it. Got a nigga spending racks on it. Ooh, doing laps on it. Yeah, the line got caps on it. Down like an AP. Bust it. Turn me on like AC. Yeah, she tasty. She a pastry. Come get a cake from the bakery. Big 4-4, no safety. Said he loved me even though I'm hella feisty. I got a rich nigga out in Haiti. Fly me to Miami, now his baby mama hate me. Bye, Stacey. Shut up. Nothing you can do cause I'm a born stunner. Bitch, I'm a boss, you a runner. I'm a pop tier, but I had your pussy on a comma. Everything turn up, no cap. If you really bite it, better throw a couple stacks. Cause if I make it clap, it's a wrap. Got the pussy power, get the strap. Double tap on it. Turn around, throw it back on it. Little bling, couple taps on it. Got a nigga spending racks on it. Ooh, doing laps on it. Yeah, the line got caps on it. Scoreboard, check the stats on it. VAT and some tax on it. Double tap. face down, not your back. Got him hooked on a crack. Whip it up like a frog in a trap. Ooh, I'm really with the shit. Fuck a movie, take me to the dealership. Blow a bag, put a milli on my wrist. Really shit, and I've been killing it, ayy. This is for my bad bitches. Bust it open, avocado. On the rocks like Colorado. Brown skin, boss chick, rocking Ferragamo. So if you got it going on, deuce in the air, cause you know you the one. And you got the bomb ass pussy. Bend it over, cause I wanna see you bust it for the gang. Double tap on it. Turn around, throw it back on it. Little bling, couple taps on it. Got a nigga spending racks on it. Ooh, doing laps on it. Yeah, the line got caps on it. Scoreboard, check the stats on it. Add VAT and some tax on it. Double tap on it. Turn around, throw it back on it. Little bling, couple taps on it. Got a nigga spending racks on it. Ooh, doing laps on it. Yeah, the line got caps on it. Scoreboard, check the stats on it. Add VAT and some tax on it.
That's Trillery Banks with Tasty. Love the little reference.
The little moog in
to,
there.
Nothing but a G-Fag, is it?
Yeah, man.
By Snoop and Dre. Big tune, that. Or is it Dre and Snoop?
Dre and Snoop.
It's Dre and Snoop. Yeah. Natalie's West Coast gangster rap knowledge is at the tippity. Chef's kiss.
Yes.
I Mwah. Lovely. Mm. Mm. Love that stuff. Love that. We've got our second guest of the day in. She's wearing a very, very fetching coat, turtleneck combo. It's a Mazza. Looking like Missy Elliott.
That's exactly what I was like.
Trust me.
I feel good.
it's Molly Hammer.
That's good.
Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah, you did. That was good.
I knew because we have a Swedish person that works here, so I called from earlier. How do I say this? And she clarified to me. So I knew.
I'm obsessed with pronouncing things right, whether it's English or...
I feel you on that one.
I had a Swedish friend called Jonathan, mm-hmm. and I was the only one who used to call him Jonathan. Everyone else just used to call him Jonathan. He didn't even have an H in his name, right? And they still called him Jonathan. I was like, surely it would just be Jonathan then, if you're gonna, do you know what I mean? But no, people just have this entitlement, don't they? It's like, how convenient is it for me to say? And then, yeah.
True.
Do you find that a lot with Swedish words? Like when you come to England, when people sort of, I don't know how don't many Swedish words people have to say to you, but
I mean, I'm good with it. I don't care. I'm just happy to to talk to people.
Let me speak to you.
Oh my god, you're talking to me. No, I'm good. As long as people don't like, I don't like when they're misspelling it, like Molly Hammar, but with an E in the end.
Right. Yeah.
That disturbs me a little bit, but I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm
cool. People thinking you're related to Army. You're not related to Army, are you?
No.
Okay. We can start there.
Exactly.
So your new EP?
It's a new track. It's a
new
single.
Track, but
this
it comes from an EP, right?
Yeah. I haven't really said that to anyone, but
oh, right, I'm sorry. Have I just announced something that I
said? Exclusive.
Okay. Well, sorry. Well, that's let's perfect. Backtrack. Let's put the clocks back an hour. Let's.
No worries.
But so new track. New track out on the 22nd of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has happened.
We're in April, right? Now. Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. And you've worked with Swedish producers on this track, right?
Yeah.
And I've just got to say thank you, basically, because Swedish music, we've already sort of talked about how great Sweden is.
We just love Sweden.
Yeah, putting forth like art or furniture, obviously.
Yeah.
But thank you for just being Swedish. Because,
cute. Thank you.
Have you looked up to a lot of Swedes in your time? Sort of, before doing music.
I feel embarrassed now because I haven't really.
Have you?
I look up to people from here a lot. Like there are so many artists that I listen to that's from here, and from the U.S. and. But we have so many good, like,
this is
especially like producers,
yeah.
And songwriters in Sweden. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, since I was like born in it, I feel like okay. I look elsewhere for inspiration, I guess.
Hear that. Because your dress style, do you you obviously
100% Swedish.
it's very fly. It's very fly. But you obviously kind of appreciate the kind of 90s R&B aesthetic.
I do.
And that's definitely very apparent.
The vibes.
Was that the inspiration to start singing yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I grew up in a jazz musician family, so mm-hmm. I come from jazz originally. But then, you know, I think that, like, for me, R&B is love for me. And I'm a very loving person. So it was, like, a natural thing for me to get into, basically.
Yeah, we always say that on this show. We've had a few R&B legends on this show. We've had Blackstreet, Donnell Jones. Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
And they really, really do know how to sing about love. That kind of that kind of era of R&B really was about love. You're mm-hmm. right.
True.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's the way to encapsulate it, I think. It's about love.
Definitely.
Do you sing a lot about love?
I do. Yourself? I do. Although I sing about different types of love. I sing mostly about self-love, I guess. Because I'm not in love. At the moment?
Not at the moment.
Besides,
you
in
can't
myself.
Love someone else unless you love yourself.
Oh my exactly. God.
I'm deep about
true,
that.
Instagram
true.
Monday morning.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, but I like that. I like nice. It. I feel like people always talk about self-love, but never really like get into it and like dedicate themselves to start loving yourself. But
So talk to us about the current song, No Place Like Me. I like the title, by the way.
Thank you. Came up with it after being... why do you say that? After a guy didn't want to be with me, so I was like, you know why? There's no place like me.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And very, very interesting, but like fun choice of collaborator, Big Nasty.
Yeah.
How did your relationship kind of like start?
Well, it was like I knew about Big Nasty because I've seen the show.
Yeah, he's a superstar now, isn't he?
He is. And I've been here like in the UK in general a lot throughout the years. And I know about him. I know that he's like a legend in like grime and everything. And I didn't know what he was doing like music wise. So it was actually just my A&R who, brought him up. And I'm so happy that he's on the track.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, he's had a number one, hasn't he? Well,
the Craig David one.
Yeah. It was at very least top five, but I'm sure it went to number one.
I think it went number one. Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have hopes to be on? You know, he's got a TV show over here.
I was.
Oh my God! Wait. Oh shit! You've been on the show already?
Yes.
Oh sick. Okay. Sick. When? Wait. Because I haven't seen enough episodes. Which episode were you?
No worries. I think it was last week.
Okay. Recently.
I was
a
new one. I was in it last. No. I was in it last.
Sorry,
year.
Sorry. Number 10. It went to Big Nasty and Craig
what?
David.
What? That's surprising.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very
I thought confusing. That went to number one.
I thought it was number one.
Well, it's close. 10's close to one.
Yeah.
Or is it?
I mean,
just take that zero. Off.
It was big
one,
though. It was
a massive tune. I really thought that was a number one song.
Mm-hmm. It should have been a number one.
It was a number one in my eyes. But No Place Like Me, featuring Big Nasty, it's out now. We should get into it. Ooh. Without further ado. If you'd like to introduce it for us.
Oh, what do you mean?
Just wait, like, you're on the spot.
You're on the spot.
What do you mean? Like, say, this is Molly Hammar. Okay, cool. Hi, everybody. This is Molly Hammar.
The sexy voice came on.
Hey, listen to me and Big Nars's new track. No Place Like Me.
No place like me. You're sitting on my front step, don't slip. Got you caught up in your feelings, and if I'm being honest, you're begging me for keys. But you gotta wait a minute, I ain't home yet. I'm a whipping on the solo, baby. If you really want it, then you go wait for it. And you keep taking trips and always end up coming back. I know the feels you feel are new. I got you wanting to go running home to pack, running home to pack. No place like me, no place like me, no place like me. No place like me,
bodies like me.
Is it wrong for me to love me? Is it wrong for me to choose me? Being drowned by you, I swear, felt like I was losing me. Fake love confusing me. On emotional tip, you were using me, and I could see it was never gonna be how it used to be. Like you saw an April Fool in me. You're something I don't want, so c'est la vie. My mind states not the NYC. Hell yeah, I'm B.I.G. Everybody has a T.I.P. Life is more than VIP. Cause after the rave is done, and you really, really wanna go sleep, there ain't no place like
no
me.
No place like me, no place like me, no place like me. Mm-hmm. No place like me, no place like me, no place like me. Mm-hmm. It's a bittersweet feeling, you're not getting it again. No place like me, no place like me, no place like me. Mm-hmm.
Big, big, big. That's Molly Hammer with No Place Like Me. She joins us in the studio right now. It is a vibe. Did you play that at the Swedish Grammys?
Not that particular track.
I just wanted an excuse to say that you played at the Swedish Grammys. Like, that's how big Swedish music is. They have the Grammys there as well. Ooh, like, yeah. This is all news to me.
Yeah, is it though?
Yeah, I never knew that. That's brilliant. I never knew that there was Grammys in any other country apart from the States.
But what do you mean? So you guys don't have it here?
We don't have Grammys.
No, we got like the Brits.
The Brits, We've got the Brits. Okay, that's huge as well though. Huge.
To Brits, not to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
They didn't bother to
they
turn
never
up.
Come.
They don't turn up.
Honestly.
Yeah, that it was crazy. Grammy Awards was crazy.
That's incredible.
So thank you for telling me that, telling everyone that, because I'm proud of that.
Oh, no, not at all. That's our
a
job,
massive achievement.
That's a huge achievement. And what's the plan going forward? Are you hoping to spend a lot more time in the UK?
Yeah, definitely. I love it here. I feel like you guys appreciate like big voices in a way, or just voices in general.
I think R&B is enjoying a bit of a more of a concerted push at the moment.
Exactly.
is one thing that I've observed, because a lot of people are pointing out that in the past we maybe haven't kind of taken R&B, especially the focus in the conversation was obviously on UK R&B,
yeah,
but why not bring European R&B into the fold?
True.
You know what I mean? While we're
100%.
At it, you know, and a lot of people are saying that it needs to be pushed a lot more. So I think this is a good time. You know, for R&B, because a lot of people are behind it, basically.
Exactly.
And looking for exciting new artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, have you got a lot of sort of live shows coming up at all, in the UK especially?
I mean, that's the dream, so hopefully, yeah. I have some, like, showcases and stuff.
Brilliant.
But I'm just hoping to be able to do more here in general. With my music.
Yeah.
I'm super happy for this like opportunity that I'm getting at the moment. Like,
yeah,
people are starting to open their eyes for me, and it's a great moment in life.
Well, because you've already done some really good TV. You've been on the Big Nasty show, so that's a great TV appearance already, you know?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah,
I have lots of more like songs coming out, of course, and also would love to do more like UK collabs.
Yeah,
that would be great.
So if anyone's listening,
make it happen.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
I know you're in the UK, Drake. So if you're listening,
oh my god, Drake.
Drake's basically a UK artist as well. So you know, I know you said specifically UK artist, but I think Drake's a UK artist by now.
Yeah.
I think he'll even be affected by Brexit. I genuinely think Drake will be affected somehow by Brexit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Somehow. She went on the march, didn't he? Drake against Brexit.
You went on the, you're
no,
lying.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. I would. That's all. I genuinely believed that. Do you know what I mean? Came over a bit early. Yeah.
He was one of the people stripping in the House of Commons the other day. He's furious.
Protests when he can.
Furious.
For UK causes. Have you got anyone that's at the top of your list of collaborations, be it from the UK or any other part of the world?
I mean Drake would be cool. Yeah. but although I have to say, like, Mahalia is one of my favorite artists.
Oh right,
artists
Time. Well, she's been a previous guest of ours as well. Isn't she on tour with someone at the moment, or am I getting that wrong? Well, I know she's definitely, if not now, recently been on tour with someone huge, but I can't remember who it is. But she's great.
She deserves it. She will be amazing to work with. Mm-hmm. And also, I had a session with Georgia Smith's guitarist recently.
Incredible.
Georgia is amazing. Mm-hmm. So that will be cool as well. I just feel like women in general should be coming together,
100%.
Not competing. We should just be coming together and make fire songs.
Mm. Yeah. So well, you were saying you're a big fan of Miss Banks as well.
Of course,
I see her yesterday.
That would be a collaboration.
Yeah. I was at the Notion magazine party, and she was there, and she was doing a performance. So like we was chilling.
Did you talk about me?
Do you know what? I would have talked about you. If I knew you was over, I would have you to come to the party because you could have come.
I love the way this turned from an interview to an interrogation.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. No, but I'm trying to. Yeah, I would love to make that happen.
That would be a good collaboration.
No. I reckon you could 100% do that.
Let's speak it into existence.
Let's make it happen. I'll pay it up. 20% safe.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you, Molly. Before you go, let people know where they can find you, what you've got coming up in the near future, all the social media handles and all that.
Oh, wow. Okay. putting me on the spot. I have songs coming out. No, Molly Hamar on Instagram, which is popping. I have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, my Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I can believe that based on your coat and turtleneck.
You know what? I was packing when I was hungover this Saturday. Mm. So I'm so happy that you said, like, I brought, like, one coat. And this was it.
It was the coat.
So thank you so much. and Molly Hamar on Spotify. Course.
That is the most important. Not a lot of people don't, you know.
You
really
should pick up your Spotify. Spotify is a thing, isn't it?
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Molly Hamar everywhere.
Molly Hamar everywhere with an A though, not an E.
Exactly. Right. That's why I say Molly Hamar.
Hamar.
I think that's Hamar. Nice.
Well, we're going to get into a song now. Thank you once again, Molly. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. When we come back, we've got Ill Blue in the house.
Sick.
And we've only got, another 42 minutes left?
When I flick the clutch, days when I wasted a lot. Some days I was waste like plums that ain't been ate for months. Mums in this place are glum. Food that I ate, hate my tum. Can't settle fairy tales, skin pebbles. Raised in slum, somehow I gotta make me some. I ain't trying to stay on mums. Mum said don't play with guns. Banging, I ain't playing on drums. Slanging in under no thumb. Made me draw for my thumb. Putting on pie, ain't eating crumbs. Get rich, then you die, don't mean that much. Could be anyone that wouldn't be me. Believe in everyone except from me. All I need is TLC. Block it out with THC. You would know if you seen what I seen. It ain't smooth like Maybelline. Count me out like 1, 2, 3. Proof I'm gone, said my mood was strong. By between my teeth, said I'm moving long. Do you know where I've been? Back and forth to Timbuktu. Still I come through like Mr. Sheen. Dealing with Charlie Sheens. Sad times, can you play the strings? No cut, no scene. Look to kill when I got ID. Off
my line. They got laws, but I can't comply. Ah, lock, must be blind. Been blessed so much that I question my existence. Without put the piss in distant. Travel distance, I am Mr. Kipling. K can take my position. No optimism, say I'm optimistic. Narcissistic, hard to sit with. Middle point, and split the difference. Need treating the exorcism. Bad decision, pessimistic. Complete about fit description. Misunderstanding, don't know what I'm planning. Paint a different picture, need a safe landing. Life in the caption. Why you lift it in stock?
His album's out soon. Slow Ties.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, man. He's very, very sick. Very, very sick. Very outlandish MC.
Yeah.
But very, very ill, like, lyrically, honestly. I'm very much looking forward to his album, actually. Got a few good collaborations on there as well. So it should be a big one. I think it's out...
May. Oh, it's out in May.
Is it May?
Yeah.
I thought it was April.
No, I know. Because I've been speaking to the PR, and it's May is when when he's doing press for it.
Okay. Well, we'll hopefully get him in, man, for a chat.
That is what I'm trying, yes. Okay. That will be good.
We shouldn't say stuff like that on
No, because I don't want to jinx things. Also, I don't want to put... Sometimes I don't want to say about guests, because then something goes wrong. I found this. If I say it, if I don't say it, then it happens. So I didn't say anything about Blackstreet, did I? Because I was like, keep it. I didn't say anything about Danelle Jones, did I?
Yeah, I don't want them to march against us if Slow Tie never actually materialises.
Right, exactly.
So we should, let's touch wood. I don't know, there isn't even any wood in it.
Underneath,
it's made of wood.
There we go. Touch the wood.
All right.
Whoa, no, not like that.
It's not even six yet, Nat.
We're uncensored, we can touch the wood at any time. Anyway, cheese.
Speaking of touching wood, cheese boards are made of wood. Therefore, cheese touches wood. Hip-hop has been played to said cheese by scientists, as well as other music genres. And hip-hop apparently gives cheese the funkiest flavour. Yeah. It's a fact. It's a fact. According to a study conducted by Swiss cheesemaker Beat Wampfler.
Beat.
Yeah,
Beat.
You know, good That's old Beat Wampfler. Yeah. Those guys over in Switzerland.
Knows about his beats.
And a team of researchers from the Bern University of Arts. While hip-hop made it funky, cheese made whilst rocking out to Led Zeppelin or relaxed with Mozart had milder zests.
Oh.
Yeah. So hip-hop made it, gave it a more sort of a pungent, distinct flavour than Mozart or Led Zeppelin.
What kind of room was it being played in? That'd be quite good to know. I'm guessing the vibrations will probably like bounce into the cheese and cause like chemical reactions and stuff like that. So obviously the beats on our hip-hop beat probably had more bump.
Hopefully they just planted the cheese right in front of a whatchamacallit?
A speaker.
Yeah. What are those sound systems called? I can't remember what they're called.
Woofer.
No, that's where the bass comes from.
Okay. Don't know.
After placing 9 22-pound wheels of Emmental cheese in individual wooden crates in a cheese cellar...
Okay, there we go.
The next 6 months saw each cheese was exposed to an endless 24-hour loop of one song using a mini transducer, which directed the sound waves directly into the cheese wheel. So that's what they did. They used a well-known contraption called a transducer.
Oh, yeah.
You know the transducer.
I've got a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's not a transducer, it's a mini transducer.
A mini transducer.
Yeah.
It's not the maxi.
Yeah, it's not that.
Yeah, no.
Right. Over at B. Wampfler. Songs included Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven for the rock cheese, Vril's UV for the techno fromage, A Tribe
Techno
Called Quest.
Fromage. Sick.
That's a good band name.
Techno Fromage.
Yeah, I like them.
A Tribe Called Quest's Jazz We've Got for the hip hop cheese, and the classical cheese mellowed out to the sounds of Mozart's The Magic Flute.
Nice.
There was also a control cheese aged in silence, while three other wheels were exposed to simple, high, medium, and low frequency tones. After the 6 months were up, the cheese was then examined by food technologists from the ZHAW. Zahor Food Perception Research Group, which concluded that the hip hop cheese had a stronger aroma and a stronger flavour than other samples. The bacteria did a good job. What's he trying to say?
No, that's nice, because bacteria never gets a shout out, do they? But the bacteria did a good job.
Yeah.
I like that he said that.
Wampfler told Swiss Info. The experts said a Tribe Quest cheese was remarkably fruity, both in smell and taste, and significantly different from the other samples. I wonder what would happen if they played it like DMX, though.
What?
Tribe Quest, do you know what I mean? Tribe
Quest is like,
you know, mellow.
It's quite upbeat music. Yeah, well, not upbeat, but mellow to upbeat. It's in that. It sits in those kind of ranges. Tribe Quest aren't exactly known for their darker, kind of aggressive songs. Scenario is probably about as aggressive as it gets.
What DMX tune would you play to it, though?
Every single fucking one. Just hearing his voice, you could play DMX a cappellas, and the cheese would just crumble. It would just become yogurt. It would literally just make it yogurt. Or if you played it, like, I wonder what happened if you played it Eminem.
Yeah.
You know?
Like old school Eminem.
Yeah. It'd have a nutty flavour, I think. Get it? No? All right.
I don't get it.
Eminem nuts, the peanut nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And Eminem's nuts as well.
Eminem, like Eminem. Yeah, I get it.
You know the rapper nut? Because we were talking about playing
rap. Yeah, I do know
the rap.
Yeah, I got that and I forgot what actual M&M's are, because I was just thinking about Eminem the rapper. I had no other room in my brain for visualisation of anything else.
What are you thinking about us?
Yeah, that was my second one, so I've got no room for the sweet.
Oh, for the sweet. It's been ousted into third place.
Yeah.
It's the least favourite. It's the least well-known M&M.
Exactly.
Amazing. Wampfler and his collaborators now want to expose cheese to 5 different types of hip-hop to see if it has similar effects. Then they hope to market the cheeses based on the music they matured to. I hope the artists get royalty from this shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Would they?
They fucking better, dude. My sound is in your cheese, blood.
No, you know what? The people who are doing these tests probably need to get a license from, like, PPL or PRS or whatever it is to get the actual... license to actually do that.
Yeah, it's true, because they're just going to have to be playing this tune on loop for ages.
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
They could just be like, well, I'm just playing on my Spotify.
There's a picture. Sorry, can we just acknowledge the picture on screen of Eminem as an Eminem?
That looks scary. That's actually scary.
It's because of where the arms are positioned behind his ears.
I like it. It's nice.
That might be what Eminem looks like naked. I mean, I've never seen him naked, so I don't know.
And I think you have in music videos and stuff. He's been naked before when he's running down the road.
Clearly not seen enough Eminem videos. Oh yeah, no, there is one.
He's running, kept his socks on, didn't like that. But didn't enjoy that. But.
According to Wampfler, he says people have already called requesting cheese that has listened to the blues, Balkan music, and AC/DC.
Interesting. There was some cheese that just played both of your music on a loop for 24 hours. What do you think the cheese would be? What would the...
Depending on what song it listened to. It depends on what song it listened to.
Pick a song.
If it listened to my new album, I think the cheese would be a Gouda.
Is it Gouda or Gouda? I say Gouda, but I'm probably wrong.
I might be wrong. Gouda. How are we pronouncing
Gouda,
that? Gouda. Can we fact check the pronunciation of...
Gouda, I believe I'm being told Gouda.
Is it Gouda? Yeah. The cheese would be Gouda than it was before.
I also think because I've heard your album and because it's got some 80s influence, it would be cheese and pineapple on a stick.
Oh my God, it's true.
Or
potentially, what's that thing where they melt the cheese?
Oh,
a toasty?
No.
Fondue.
Yes. Oh, fondue. Lovely. Yeah.
Fondue. Is that what your music would turn it to?
I don't know. I quite like Red Leicester.
It's not about what you like. It's about what you think of
my
music.
I want everyone to like my music as much as I like Red Leicester cheese.
Oh, there we go.
All right. We'll try that and see if your cheese turns into Red Leicester.
I want when you come to the party, I'm basically going to just give everyone like some Red Leicester cheese to eat. While they listen to the tune,
that'd be nice, you know.
And tell him it was aged to your music.
It was aged to my music. I'm just gonna put it in the fridge.
Get ahead of Beat Wampfler. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Get ahead of them, man. Just in case they do try to fleece artists and bust their music into cheese without paying the artist, giving the artist their slice.
None of that.
Our final guests are here. Let's go to a little song and then we'll come back and get them into the studio.
Yeah, man. It's All Blue coming up next.
Thank you. Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Skirt in the pot, jacket, checking off the cream.
All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big glocks with the beam. All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big glocks with the beam. Whole gang in Supreme and offended, looking all trendy. Sliding in a low key V6, doing up blending. In and out of Tesco for a Rex and a blender. Never been a spender. Five on a piece, had to pack. Pattern up with spender. Pounds on the Cali to the face, but it's giving me dementia. Bad fees screaming blocker, blocker when we enter. Cause I'm buying whips worth bricks. Little Sunday's not a renter. Hella man think the chefs, but they got bare borics in the centre. Most your kids won't even get that. Got bowlings put down with the paint and the tint looking jet black. Try and reach for the piece and I'm blowing out your neck back. M21 blocker, blocker, don't forget that. Youngers crashing whips got me sweeting up a next cap. All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big blocks with the beam. All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big blocks with the beam. Sliding round in the coupe, just me and one scoop. Two clips with the Glock, cause T's in the loop. They're gonna scream free me when I see you. Don't worry what for, told my bro, give me five. Known to move digital, no devices in the ride. I'm the type that's popping up, just as you thought I let it slide. Click clock, tick tock, things are messing with my mind. Click clock, tick tock, man are playing with my pride. Round up a couple dogs, might take another glide. Big burgers getting ordered, something's getting fried. Big burgers getting ordered, that's a Big Mac. Lying piss on the work just to get the bricks back. So fuck the sniffer dog pussy, I'm a big cat. Snapping bars off the slab like a fucking Kit Kat. Known to make the cats kick. Clean packs and 10-10, make them do a backflip. All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big glocks with the beam. All this Fendi and Supreme, getting bands with my team. Run it up off the Zans, run it up off the lean. Skeet skirt in the pot, checking chicken off the cream. Got dotties and max, big glocks with the beam.
Tunde with Fendi and Supreme, and I've just got to say that Marcel's new name is Mercil Smervil. That would be your name if you were a villain.
Mercil Smervil. He's lost his head.
That's brilliant. I don't know why that's so funny. On the top of our
running order,
on top of our running order, someone's left out the A in Marcel's name. How does that even happen?
Mercil.
So now it says Mercil, but we thought it would be great to take out the O in Somerville. Mercil Smervil. Fucking comic book villain. That would be so good.
But you got an alter ego now, haven't you? So that's not
you
another
do,
one.
Yeah.
Mercil Smervil.
That sounds terrible. It sounds terrible.
No, it's intriguing. It's
why
intriguing.
Happened?
That's the best name I've ever heard. I'm sorry. Mercil Smervil. Yeah. Doesn't take a lot to make me laugh. We've got a fucking third guest of the day, and that shows how much fun we're having, because this show's flying by really quickly. It is, of course, Ill Blue.
Yo.
What's good?
Well, good, man. Good. You've been having a jolly old time since the last time I saw you. I've known you boys I've had the pleasure of knowing you boys for a while now, but yes. It's been I think the last time I actually saw you, you were DJing in, was it Shepherd's Bush Empire? For oh my god, I can't remember what the event was, but that was literally the last time I saw you. It was someone's after party. Ooh. See, it was so long ago, you can't even remember. Can
that. We done. What did we do?
Was it for Mercil Smervil's?
I think it was. Mercil Smervil's launch party.
But yeah, long time.
It's been a very, very long time. Yeah, so long that you can't even remember that time. But yeah, no, you're back with a new single.
Yes.
Go Time. You're obviously the producers of your singles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you split the responsibilities? What are your fortes?
Well, usually I stay at this computer, mm-hmm. and he plays computer in the back.
Wow, exposure.
joking. Yeah, it's usually I take control of a lot of the melody stuff, mm-hmm. and He does a lot of the drum programming.
Drum programming. Yeah.
Okay. Before we continue, actually, did I ever end up, I kind of went off on a tangent, and did I ever end up actually introducing you? Did I say it, Blue?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool.
We've done the clap.
Okay, cool. As long as we did the clap, that's fine.
I'm always clapping.
You feel welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
Round of applause. Yay, let's go.
There we go. Just so that I can just log that one. Right. Continue, please.
Yeah, so I'm at the back of the studio on a small computer, and he's at the front of the studio with a big computer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we collaborate. Yeah, so I'm just in a small computer.
in the corner, just in the back. I've done the beats, bro.
Music 2000. I still use Music 2000.
Yo, he's taking it back. He airdrops it to me. And then I add my little sauce. And nice. Then, you know. Comes together
I normally do like the drums, all that, and then he does the melody.
Do you kind of share inspirations? Do you share inspirations music wise?
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, Chop My Money, our last single.
Thank you.
Sampled the tune that got us producing Funky House in the first place back in 2008. So like that was an idea that we both shared. So yeah, man, we definitely share similar musical inspirations.
Yeah, and what got you both into production? Why was that the sort of path you chose in music?
Do you know what? I've always loved music from growing up. Parents sent me to learn musical instruments from a young age. And then I think it was like, I went to like a Saturday music school like when I was like, started about 10 or 11. And one of the lessons on part of that music school is keyboard. So everybody's in there playing, learning their keyboard piece. But I was on the keyboard making beats. You can press the start button on the Yamaha and it goes, I'm doing that. And I was like, oh, this is sick. And then that just naturally progressed into like producing and learning about or sequencing on a computer and stuff. Yeah, right. So that's how it started for me.
Did either of you secretly ever wish that one of you like was an MC?
Bruv, that already happened.
So that's how I got into production.
Yeah,
I couldn't get no beats, so I had to make my own beats, for me rapping and that. So that's how I got into music production.
Channel U, remember Channel U?
Back then I had a few videos on Channel U.
I
used to make my beats, that way. How we linked up is through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And, we just had a vibe. And then we made the frontline record for Princess Now.
Yeah.
And then that's how Ill Blue was born,
Because a lot of people think you're brothers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I genuinely, when I first met you, I thought you were brothers as well.
Nah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Honestly, did music bring you together, or did you kind of grow up together?
It was just through a mutual friend.
I was producing... He was rapping. He was a feature on a song, that I produced, and it was just from there that we just built a relationship, friendship, and then music.
Yeah. Fast forward to now, you got the current single now featuring AM Gekko. Am I pronouncing it right? Zai and C Tangana.
Yeah,
Tangana.
So that's an interesting artist name. Tell me more about C Tang. Am I pronouncing this right? Tangana.
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 Yeah.
Right, that's an interesting name.
He's a big Spanish artist, right? Is it
J Balvin?
Yes.
Latin and Spanish music is definitely it's popping right now.
Yeah. Of course,
Not this big since reggaeton days.
Daddy Yankee, Gasolina.
Was massive. Even Wyclef got his little slice of the pie.
He did.
With
Shakira.
Wyclef's a genius.
He saw it.
We should get into the song, actually. We should get into Go Time, the current single. Yep. But if you do us the honour of introducing it.
All right, this is Go Time.
Ill Blue featuring AM, Zai Zai, Gekko and C Tangana. Let's go.
Yeah, she goody goody, let me love my zip. Liking on her pictures, now she chilling in my hood. Yeah, man, could try slap on in part time. I'm a right hand full time ting lad. Lights on, lights off, and then it's go time. When it's go time. Lights on, lights off, and then it's go time. Said she love me long, she love me long time. Said she love me now, baby, wrong time. I've been outside for a long time. Robbie's touch a sign if it's on time. Lean on the arc, mama, you could be some. You could call the kid up if you need some. Come on, rebound, I'ma
I got the belly on me, don't try this. Girl, all I wanna do is be private, yeah. Lights on, lights off, I know this go time. Say she love me long time. Yep, yeah, man, could try slap on the important. I'm a right hand, full time, ting like. Lights on, lights off, I know this go time.
Lights off, that's more feeling for the touch. Closed eyes ain't sleeping for a fuck. Surrounded by loads, but it's one of me love. Lick her when she lick with a cranberry touch. She said she love me long time, yeah. Right place, not wrong time, yeah. Hear me explode like a bonfire. Don't kiss and tell, chest non-wire. Expensive, she me a enter with. I'm back skin line, need a sun cream. When I press this cheek, she a sensitive. Though you gon' need a numb cream.
Lights off, I know this go time. Say she love me long time. Yep, yeah, man, could try slap on the important. I'm a right hand, full time, ting like. Lights off, I know this go time. Hold up, hold up, hold up, this is deja vu. Had a dream about a girl when she looks like you. No, she was curly black hair, 5'5", little cute. With a nice fat tee, with a nice fat tee. Well, I don't pull up, man, bust it. Man, them lover, hold her right hand. Play no games, me not on a juju. Stay around me, I make our dreams come true.
Baby, nunca miento para atrás.
And then it's go time.
Si pienso que te quise, quiero más.
And then it's go time.
I just wanna pop up, let me smash.
And then it's go time.
Te gusta hacerme sufrir. Mírame como peleo, mami. Esperando que contestes por fin. Te gusta ver como me muero por ti. Tengo un chándal Prada y un Bima en la entrada. Tengo tanto fuego si no veo nada. Me di castigado, esta mujer es mala. Llorando en la limo y soñando en su cama.
Lights on, lights off, I know this go time. Say she love me long time. Yep, yeah, man, could try slap on the important. I'm a right hand, full time, ting like. Lights on, lights off, I know this go time. I know this go time, and it's go time. Lights on, lights off, I know this go time. She
loved
me long time.
That's Go Time by L Blue featuring AM, Gecko, Zai Zai and C Tangana.
Big tune.
Massive tune, massive Tampa, big follow up for to Chop My Money. When's it out?
It's out now.
It's out now.
It's out now.
Yeah, it's out now.
All is streaming platforms.
Yeah. Visuals to
accompany.
Visuals.
Yeah. Visuals.
Yeah, come on, gotta get the visuals
all
done.
Out. Yeah.
I've got a feeling that this next game is gonna be about visuals.
Well, should we find out?
We should find out, yeah. You up for a little game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Ill Blue, to celebrate your new single Go Time, I'm going to play you some blue themed songs.
Why blue?
If you think.
Only joking.
Got that, okay. No points for you. No points for you for that one. If you think the song is longer in length than the one before, you say, or you write down, sorry, Go Time. If you think it's shorter, you write down No Time.
Ooh,
you okay. See what I did there. Okay, right. So we're starting with. And I hope you will have heard of these. You will have heard of this. Let's start with this song by Blue.
One love for the mother's pride. One love for the times we cried. One love. Gotta stay alive.
I'm going to explain it. You can't whisper, Marcel, when the mic. So, Blue is 3 minutes and 27 seconds long in length, okay?
Yeah.
It's all about length, Marcel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
3 minutes and 27 seconds is the length of Blue's song, One Love. But does this song have less or more in length? Is it longer or shorter than One Love by Blue?
I'm Blue.
I'm talking about original edit. We don't do radio edits here, Marcel. You know that.
No, they are. We don't even acknowledge radio edits.
We don't know what a radio edit is.
It's
original length of song, no radio edit.
No, it's
going to be. So
the original version.
The original, yes.
That's a bit of a dancey one, so they might have.
Extended edit and all that.
Just as it first came out. No remix. Write it down. Write it down.
You're not supposed to share in it.
Don't shout out.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm not saying it.
I appreciate the knowledge.
I haven't said if that's right, but clearly you've just checked your iPods and seen it's that one. Okay.
Everyone still has Blue by Eiffel 65.
Of course. Okay, so that's Blue, Eiffel 65. Is this song by Madonna longer or shorter than that? It's True Blue, of course. From 1986. Madonna, True Blue. Would that be longer or shorter than Eiffel 65 with Blue?
Blil.
It's tricky. It's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Right, number three is this song by ELO. The Blue Sky.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
So long. Where did we go? Song's a bit mad, isn't it? Because it has like a mad bit in the middle. Could mean that it's longer. But you know, it was out in 1978. Maybe they did longer songs there. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I do know, but I'm not telling you.
Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah, that's right. ELO.
Sounds like the type of band that does super duper long songs.
Does, doesn't it? But then does also. And he's blue because that's Frank Ocean.
Drop the baby off at home before my night. No, I can hear
Nights.
In the night. Kumbaya.
This is Frank Ocean and Nights. Ocean, obviously, because the ocean is blue. Or not so much blue and none of the pollution. It's not so really hard. So blue.
It's kind of
it?
A plasticky see-through colour.
It's hard, isn't it? Nights. I do like that they're taking it seriously, Ill Blue, over her. Because not every
conferring
guest does. Not every guest, not every guest does.
Got to win this game, get me.
Thank you. I like this commitment. That was Frank Ocean, Nights. But is this song longer or shorter? Blue Sweet.
What kind of feeling?
Feeling. 1974 that was out by Blue Sweet. Longer or shorter? You got something, Marcel. What's Marcel looks confident here. Okay. Don't what about why. This song from Blue Lights by Georgia Smith?
What have you done?
Blue Lights from 2016. Is that shorter or longer than Blue Swede's Hooked on a Feeling? Mm. We all got something for that. All blue have got something for that. There you go. I can see. So that was Georgia Smith. Moving on to Jonas Blue and Mama.
Hey, Mama, don't stress your mind. We coming home tonight. Hey, Mama, we're gonna be alright. Dry those eyes.
That's from 2 years ago. 2017, Jonas Blue. You got something?
I've got something.
Ill Blue's still conferring, and I like that.
I've got something.
Marcel's got something. Yeah. Oh, okay. Finally.
It has happened.
And finishing.
To me.
Is this longer or shorter than Jonas Blue? Of course it is. Aqua. Barbie Girl, Aqua.
Oh, wait.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's this is a tough
they might,
one.
They might because there was them little bits in them. Yeah,
there's a few bits
yeah, but you're
going
talking
on
about
in that
video.
Yeah.
You might be referring to the video when you
say. No, but weren't the video just them talking, hey, Barbie? Yeah,
but that's also on the track. That's not the beginning of the track. It is here. It's also on the track where they say that. It's tricky.
Oh, I feel like I'm just going back and forth constantly.
Well, I'm going to get some answers then. So I started with Blue, One Love, at 3 minutes 27 seconds. Ill Blue, I then played Eiffel 65. Tell me, was that go time or no time? Was it shorter or longer?
Hold on. This is the second one.
This is number one. So I started
number
with Blue.
Number one. Number one, go time.
Uh-huh, okay. What did you say, Marcel?
No time.
Uh-huh, and what did you say, Michael Payne?
Go time.
Go time is correct. Yeah, it was in fact longer. Yeah. Do you want to have a little guess at how much longer or what kind of length this song was at?
About 27 seconds longer.
Give me the minutes and seconds.
Minutes and seconds. Okay, a minute and 13 seconds.
Like how many minutes in total? Sorry, I mean like that was 3 minutes 27.
Okay, just get bare mathematics
with that. I was just trying. I'll be honest with you.
4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Thank you. Because I was like, I can't work out this math off the top of my head.
Bare pressure. I can see my dad over my shoulder.
Do you know? I was like, we're gonna be here for all night. We're gonna take.
I'm sweating.
Hold on. What did you say? 4 minutes.
4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Interesting.
I said no time.
But would you have a guess at the length?
I can have a guess. I'm going to say 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
Yeah.
Total running time, 3 minutes 50.
You were the closest, still Blue. 4 minutes 44 seconds.
I knew it was a house version.
I can't.
Oh, no, sorry. Eiffel 65. Yeah, confident. Yeah. But yeah, it makes sense that a dance song would be quite long.
Longer than Blue's One Love. But then we had Madonna with True Blue. Marcel, was that longer or shorter than 4 minutes 44 seconds?
Go time,
you put for Madonna. Okay, what did you put, Ill Blue?
No time.
Uh-huh, and what did you put, Michael Payne?
I put Go Time, but I should have written No Time.
You're right, Ill Blue were right. It was No Time. So how much less than 4 minutes 44 seconds in precise timings, because remember I can't do maths.
3 minutes 40. And 47 seconds.
Yeah. Anyone else want to have a guess?
I want to go 3 minutes 30.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3 minutes 47
4
seconds.
Minutes 18 seconds.
Jeez.
So I'm the closest.
Not that much. Okay. Not, but you don't get a point if you're not that close. Right, ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. Was it more or less than 4 minutes and 18 seconds, Michael Payne?
Definitely longer.
So go time. You're saying go time. Okay, what are you saying, El Blue?
Go time.
Uh-huh. And Marcel?
I've got go time.
That's right, it is go time. How much longer than 4 minutes and 18 seconds was it?
Shit, 6.59.
6.59, El Blue?
7.25.
Whoa, okay. That's the... Okay.
5.48.
5 minutes and 3 seconds. Well, damn, closest, but
that's surprisingly short for like how long it feels.
It feels like a long song.
Like
it?
Not boringly, it's a really, really good song. Yeah. But
there's multiple parts to it, sections. Yeah. Frank Ocean, number 4, Nights. Go time, was that more or less than 5 minutes and 3 seconds? Il Blue.
Go time.
Uh-huh. Okay. I can see Il Blue are in the lead at the moment, by the way. What have you got,
no
Marcel?
Time.
No time, you say, for Frank Ocean. What do you say, Michael Payne?
I said no time.
You were wrong. Il Blue were right again. Yeah.
Told
time.
You. Told you.
How jeez much longer than 5 minutes and 3 seconds do you think it was? What have you got? Minutes. 8 minutes. Marcel? Just say numbers.
6 minutes and 12.
Mm-hmm. Michael Payne?
You just read my mind. In my mum's life, I was thinking 6 minutes and 12.
Well, that is a shame because you're wrong. It's 5 minutes and 7 seconds. Right. But nice that you're mind reading now.
This is weird.
Yeah. Blue Swedes, Hooked on a Feeling. Longer or shorter than 5 minutes, 7 seconds, please, Marcel.
It is go time.
Uh-huh. Michael ooh Payne?
No time.
Yeah.
No time.
Yeah,
no time.
Well no done. It'll blue right jeez again, Michael Payne. How much less than 5 minutes and 7 seconds was it?
What song is it again?
Hooked on a Feeling, Blue Swede. There's a lot less than 5 minutes and 7 seconds.
I'm going to guess 3.02.
Uh-huh. Il Blue?
3.46.
Mm.
2 minutes and 58 seconds.
I am going to give that to you because it's 2 minutes and 52, so I am going to give you a point. That's pretty close, to be honest. Don't worry, he's not winning still. You are. Right, cool. Georgia Smith, Blue Lights. More or less than 2 minutes 52, please. Il Blue, go.
Go time.
Uh-huh.
Go time. You've written no time down.
No, go time, bro. Go time.
Come on. Go time, time, baby.
I can see it. Go. Yeah. Well,
you can see it, yeah? Go time.
Go time. What have you got, Marcel?
I put no time.
What have you got, Michael Payne?
I put no time as well.
It's go time. It's go time.
I know that now, but I was going based on the guess of the last one before. If you
how much longer do you think it might be than 2 minutes 52 seconds? What's the run time?
3.18.
Uh-huh.
2 minutes 58. 2.58.
4 minutes 10. I'm afraid. Yeah. 4 minutes 10. Jonas Blue, Mama. More or less than 4 minutes 10. No.
Definitely less, but I wrote more.
No
you wrote
time.
More.
No
you wrote.
Time.
You wrote no
wrote
time.
Go time.
Il Blue, smash it again. No time.
Fuck yeah.
How much less how than 4 minutes?
They produce. They have an advantage.
They just know.
They
how
know
to,
how long to make songs.
If I was gonna make that song, it'd
yeah,
be like
this
less
song sounds shit. It should be quite short, basically.
I don't think you've had every song ever made and written like a list.
But you know what it is? You can go with like the times. Like songs used to be longer back then.
Yeah.
So radio edits were generally longer back then. They had a 3 verse. Now it's like 2 verse. Is 2 minutes 20.
Right. How much less than 4 minutes 10? Marcel, go.
What song is it again?
4 minutes
Mama.
10, yeah?
Right.
Okay,
Blue.
3 minutes and 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It'll
be 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah.
Based on how long I'd like it to last, I'm going to go 3 seconds.
That's
fucking hate that.
3 minutes and 4. All right, finally, okay. Aqua, more or less, Michael Payne, than 3 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh God! Less.
Okay.
Go time.
You got go time. What have you got, Marcel?
I'm gonna go for go time.
Well, you do get point. And Il Blue get another. Yes, it is go time. Right. How much longer than 3 minutes and 4?
I'm just self sabotaging at this point.
3 minutes and 4.
Yeah. How much longer?
3 minutes and 42.
Mm-hmm.
3:30. Mm-hmm.
3:17. So no one wins that. But I can tell you, in second place jointly is Marcel and Michael Payne with 3 points. Yeah. But Il Blue are very Il Blue with 8 points.
Hey! That's literally phenomenal.
Yes.
That might be like a record when it comes to margin,
is,
a point margin.
Yeah. And you two between, are furious.
You can't be mad at them.
They didn't come to play. They came in the camouflage. No, they came to represent. You're crazy.
To win.
Fair play, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
We've actually got like 5 minutes, haven't we?
No, we got 2 minutes.
We got two, yeah, because I can't count. I can't because we're gonna finish with a song, aren't we? But
yes.
Before we do go, I just want to thank all my guests. I want to thank Molly Hammer and I want to thank Tommy B for coming in to talk to us about their new music, respectively. Also, I want to thank our current guests, Il Blue, who are still in the studio.
We've played Go Time already. Tell people where they can hear that song apart from the podcast that we're going to put up on Spotify and iTunes and foobarradio.com.
Yes. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah, where can they stream the song? And
everywhere. You go everywhere you can stream this song, and you can go and watch the video, which is on YouTube right now.
So. Video's out right now.
Yes.
What was I going to say? I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
Socials.
Yes. Yes. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, /IllBlue.
No
and that's
E.
With no E.
No E. No E. Like. Like Hammer as well, like Molly Hammer. No one's doing the E's.
No one likes
today.
E's.
Yeah. No one likes
the E's no more.
Yeah. Fuck the E's.
No one likes the A's in your name, Marcel, either.
Marcel Smurvel. That one I forget. Remember.
No, it doesn't. Crazy. It doesn't.
Love that name. We'll be back next week with more guests, more games, and we should chat a bit more shit as well.
Yeah.
Hope you like the stories today, because I really like the one about the cheese.
The cheese was good.
Yeah. Sure. I'm going to start doing that to my cheese when I buy it. If you could pump hip-hop into your cheese, what songs would you pump in?
Ooh.
To give it a flavour. What song would you like to determine what flavour your cheese is?
No, I like cheddar cheese, like quite mild. So I wouldn't want something not in too strong.
Fine,
Let me think. What's a
who's a
do you know what I like cream I like a creamy cheese as well. So maybe like a Georgia Smith, like she's nice, like soften up.
Oh yeah, you can get a bit of Philadelphia right, Georgia.
Oh
yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know, you know.
I ain't gonna think about that one.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put my cheese out there just yet.
I haven't had cheese for a long time. So,
find out next week.
Zen on 10. Say it once, now if I say it again. Bucking off it, bucking off it, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the room. Bucking off it, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the room, yeah. Tap your knives, make me bill as out, yeah. Tap your knives, make me bring my troops, yeah. Tap your knives, tap your knives, tap your knives. When a real one's coming through, yeah. When I feel them, never do, yeah. And when I reason, never do, yeah. Them I eat that, what them I do, yeah. When the young gods on a move, I back in effect, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the room. Back in a fit, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the room, yeah. She want hold me, hold me, hold me. She not low me, low me, low me. She can't fold me, fold me, fold me. Come here, up on the road, yeah. Cool off, walk one. Cool off, walk one. Fresh Prince of Oz, then I scream TTT, cause my only thought the truth, man. From 13 I had big backs in school, cause I was shelling radio, to them stereos booming. We came from zooping, metros booming. Love it when the back well round, booming. Me slap it up, then me sweep it up with my brooming. Yo, me and a gal told me far from a fool. From me I eat the old fam, I eat food, yo. My weed have legs ever booming. Might see me in the yard and my dog's booling. From the ton boss, yo, me not take no schooling. Man, I really rest the youth dog, me stick to my roots, man. Back in a fit, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the room. Back in a fit, booming. Nevertheless, never losing. Top gear, Mr. La Cruz. Most high, give me the road, yeah.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.